Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, first things first, most Broadway theaters have decided to stop checking the vaccination status of ticket holders after April 30th. But they will continue to require that audience members wear masks through at least May 30th. The decision was made by the owners and operators of Broadway's 41 theaters. Several of those, by the way, are still dealing with COVID cases. Macbeth got star Daniel Craig back after more than a week, but one night the director, Sam Gold, had to step in for another role. Plaza Suite resumed performances last Thursday, although one of its two big stars, Sarah Jessica Parker, remained out until Saturday. The new musical, A Strange Loop, finally held its delayed first preview and seems up and about, but the musical Paradise Square remains shuttered and is planning to restart performances this week. Well, let's keep an eye on that. In other news and more forward-looking, New York City Center announced that Emmy and Tony Award-winning actor Neil Patrick Harris will join the cast of its next Encores production, that being Into the Woods. Harris will play the Baker. The special two-week run begins on May 4th. It's dedicated to the memory of its much-missed creator, Stephen Sondheim. Christian Borle was previously announced in that role, but Neil Patrick Harris is a strong second and joins a cast which also includes Sarah Bareilles, Danae Benton, Gavin Creel, Jonathan Domenech, and Heather Headley, and more. It's a really good cast. As for a show subtracting a major performer, Andre DeShields, the Tony-winning actor from the Tony-winning show, Hadestown, will depart from that production. He was, of course, the original and deliciously dynamic Hermes. May 29th will be his last performance, so you still have time to catch his magic. And a notable death of the week, that of comedian and actor Gilbert Gottfried, was noted by the company of Aladdin on Broadway. The cast took a moment at their curtain call to remember Gottfried, who voiced the parrot Iago in the film version of Aladdin. He was only 67. As for non-Broadway fare to see somewhere, somehow, New Golden Age, written by one Karen Hartman, is being presented by Primary Stages at 59 East 59. Now, that one is about an era just beyond our own, wherein two sisters fight for human connection as they face down a big tech dystopia. Well, if that's your cup of big data, drama, check out Primary Stages and 59 East 59 for tickets. And then there's Harmony, a new musical, a project that Barry Manilow and his longtime collaborator, Bruce Sussman, have been working on for over 25 years. Now, I went to an early reading or singing of this one a few years back and was surprised how well done and timely it was. It deals with the true story of a popular musical group, three Jews and three Gentiles caught up in pre-Hitler Germany. Well, it finally has opened at, appropriately, the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Battery Park. That is, by the way, where Joel Grey's Yiddish version of Fiddler on the Roof played, and then it moved uptown for a successful run. Well, I would not be surprised if Harmony has a similar afterlife. I am currently in Los Angeles for a few weeks, where I will be reviewing a trio of very different shows. The first is called Blues for an Alabama Sky, now at the Mark Taper Forum in downtown L.A. Now, this one is directed by Felicia Rashad, beautifully, I might add. The playwright is one Pearl Cleage, though she is far more than that. Her lengthy resume includes playwriting, poetry, and political speechwriting. This production is a five-character piece. It takes place in the Depression-era 30s in Harlem. Among the characters are Angel, a nightclub singer who was down on her luck. Then there's her pal Guy, a gay costume designer who wants nothing more than to move to Paris and work for chanteuse Josephine Baker. Delia is a social worker who lives across the hall. Her ambition is to set up Harlem's first birth control clinic with Sam, a local doctor who has devoted himself to the community. Well, into the mix enters an Alabama stranger, a young widower looking to restart his life. Attractive and amenable, he seems the perfect prospect. Well, until his surprisingly conservative, homophobic ways are slowly revealed. The answer for mothers who don't want children is finding fathers who do, he says. Not to mention that handgun he shows early on, which we fear is there for a reason. This is not a quick, moving piece. It's old-fashioned in certain ways, but it packs enough to keep you watching and discussing after. Possibly my most moving viewing of the week, albeit of the virtual variety, was the latest episode of Theater of War Company. Rather than being based on Greek drama, as usual for this very unique company, this one was based on a memoir called The Education of Corporal John Musgrave, about his experiences in Vietnam. Oscar Isaac, a very big star and one of my faves, read his words, accompanied by David Strathairn and a few others. All Musgrave ever dreamed of was being a Marine from his early teen years. When I was finally asked if I wanted to join the Corps, it was like asking if I wanted to join the Beach Boys, Isaac reads Musgrave's words. Well, he eventually learned, as he said, that the reality was nothing like the fantasy. There are other strong lines from this one that I recall, including, "It's hard to be brave when no one is watching. Missouri is the state I'm from, but misery is the state I'm in." Yes, this one is all about PTSD, as well as the folly of that particular war. The actors did a sensational job reading the words, and as always with Theater of War's format, it was followed by actual veterans responding to what they'd heard, sharing their own experiences. Now, I don't know if this one is recorded anywhere, but it's worth checking out. Again, that's Theater of War. Meanwhile, in your hood, it looks like the Great Barrington Stage Company has a super lineup ahead. Shows like Ain't Misbehavin' and A Little Night Music. As for me and my temporary hood, I'll next be reporting on one about the death of Walt Disney, though it is more complicated than that, apparently. And finally, a revival of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf with a well-known TV star in the main role. And I happen to notice that The Minutes has finally opened on Broadway, just opened this weekend. I still have my notes from that one because that was the last show, literally the last show, not only did I see, it was the last show on Broadway the day before Broadway lockdown in 2020. Now, my notes, I will see it again, of course. One of the stars was Armie Hammer, who has been taken out for very ugly reasons, and we probably won't be seeing his likes again. Anyway, lots to report on, so Jill, stay tuned.
And so, have you talked to anybody about how they feel about the vax requirement being dropped?
Well, that's the mask is not. Oh, the vax
requirement. Yep. No. I see that they kept that. I mean, again, when all of this is over, you know, it's more of a security blanket than anything else. But now that you don't have to be vaxed, after everybody ran around getting vaxed, I'm just curious whether you got any anecdotal feedback around that.
Yes, I did from friends. I have a whole group going from LA. They're not happy with that, but they're going before the date of that. That doesn't happen till the end of May. They're going early May. I think that's gonna.
I thought vax ended. Vax ends end of April.
April. Yeah. God, I'm keeping this. I don't even know what month it is anymore.
April.
Yes, they're going early May, and well, I guess they've got a slew of plays to see. We'll see when it gets closer how they feel about that. I think the mask is the bigger issue than the vax at this point, because so many people seem to have been vaxxed and yet still got some COVID. So maybe they're past that.
That logic, I will throw out that those same people were wearing masks, but never mind.
That's right.
So that's, you know, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's all a matter of personal security.
Yeah, and oh, I think it's going to affect. You know, it'll affect. I keep saying this, but I think April. This is April, right?
Right. Yes. We are halfway through April.
April. Yes. This month, for the next month, between mid-April and mid-May, I think is going to be the biggest decision time, you know, on everything, on whether this really goes away, whether everything really opens up, you know.
Well, if it's any comfort, Delta, as of last week, has decided to treat COVID as a seasonal flu.
Okay.
So, you know, for what it's worth, that's a major airline, and it tends that, if I were a betting man, I would think that others will follow suit imminently.
You're talking about Delta, the airline.
I am.
Right. When you say Delta, I immediately go back to one of those variants. You know.
See, exactly. but out there, separate from that, I'm just saying that Delta Airlines has.
Don't you think they might want to change their name? At
no.
This point?
No. Unless you want to change the entire Greek alphabet.
Well, that's right.
But we were actually supposed to go a letter at a time, but we whipped right ahead to Omicron. So
that's right.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon.
It's all up in the air. I would say people here. I went to that show Friday night, and let's face it, that's downtown LA, which is a schlep to get to. It's an older audience by definition, and frankly, it was a very diverse audience because it's a black play. And it was about 2/3 filled, and I was happy to see that. So, you know, people are anxious to get back to theater, and the nervous ones are going to stay nervous. What can I say?
And when's the Tony cutoff?
The Tony cutoff is April 28th.
Okay, so basically we've got another 2-ish weeks to go. Okay, actually less, 10 days or so to go. Okay.
Yeah. Got a couple when I get back to see. So anyway, we shall. But yeah, that's why they're all getting in now as soon as they can. That'll be fun to see what gets nominated, not to mention who's going to host, et cetera, et cetera. So I might talk more about Tony's next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.